They didn't quit digging until after every other group had finished. Later, as Stanley sat sprawled across an understuffed chair, he tried to think of a way to tell the warden where the tube was really found, without getting himself or X-Ray into trouble. It didn't seem possible. He even thought about sneaking out at night and digging in that hole by himself. But the last thing he wanted to do after digging all day was to dig at night, too. Besides, the shovels were locked up at night, presumably so they couldn't be used as weapons. Mr. Pendanski entered the rec room. "Stanley," he called as he made his way to him. "His name's Caveman," said X-Ray. "Stanley," said Mr. Pendanski. "My name's Caveman," said Stanley. "Well, I have a letter here for someone named Stanley Yelnats," said Mr. Pendanski. He turned over an envelope in his hands. "It doesn't say Caveman anywhere." Thanks, Stanley said, taking it. It was from his mother. "Who's it from?" Squid asked. "Your mother?" Stanley put it in the big pocket of his pants. "Aren't you going to read it to us?" asked Armpit. "Give him some space," said X-Ray. "If Caveman doesn't want to read it to us, he doesn't have to. It's probably from his girlfriend." Stanley smiled.